This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. It's nice to have early morning light. The sun crawls over the mountains near our home, near the banks of the Ojolote. Earlier and earlier it crawls over those mountains, and it does seem to crawl. And even before there's a peak of light, not even a peak of light, a male gambel's quail starts to call. Boy, you know, I say to myself, he's got a jump on the day. And then our homestead curbbill thrasher starts singing, not calling, but singing pre-dawn. I've noticed and compared notes with an old friend that thrashers will be singing even after the sun sets. It'll be totally dark, and they're sort of finishing up their set, right? That's cool. But back to that male quail calling, Gamble's male quail. It's an iconic desert sound. No matter where you live in the borderlands of Arizona, New Mexico, Sonora, Chihuahua, male Gamble's quail call. Their range is even beyond that, but I'm talking about around you and me. And in that region, there's a big difference in elevation and vegetation and ecosystems. It's all arid, though. It's all arid, and all have Gamble's quail. My friend Lynn Haster reminds me that Gamble's quail are the most arid adapted of all the North American quail. And I would add the most urban adapted quail. You can turn on the TV and watch a reporter live, you know, live, here they go, let's go to our reporter live. And it's usually at some sad situation. But anyway, in the background, you'll hear a quail calling. I love the summer calls of the Gamble's quail, the calls that let the other quail know where to group up, you know, male quail calling, others quietly chitting and chatting and gathering up in that hot summer desert heat. And aren't those quail beautiful? The male with the black and white face markings, the black topknot atop a rufous crown, the grays, the browns, the whites on the body. Oh my, oh my. The scientific name, the genus for the quail is Callipepla, which means, is a couple Greek words that mean beautiful robe. Gamble-eye is for the naturalist William Gamble, who was riding along the Santa Fe Trail in 1841, 42, and first saw them. And somehow it got named after him. Anyway, all of that just to tell you how glorious it is to hear Gamble's quail calling in the early mornings of spring. Hey, there's a place near our home, an hour away, I guess, where the desert is full of mesquite and catclaw, wait a minute, and prickly pears and grasses. But that desert, where that desert runs up to slopes of immense boulders, and in those boulders, oaks and mesquites and agaves sort of take over. It's quite a mishmash of oaks, I should say. Arizona white, emery, Mexican blue. And I'm sure they're crosses, hybrids, because some of the leaves are quite interesting. The leaf forms and the colors are very unusual. Anyway, with all those boulders retaining ground moisture, you know, you'll find seeps and drainages down to the desert floor, narrow, wet arroyos packed on the sides with mesquites or canyon hackberries or bromelia. So you got desert, and you got oaks and boulders, and you got slow trickling water and miniature bosques around sandy arroyos. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And I was poking around in a thicket of mesquites and hackberries, trying to ID a group of sparrows when my binoculars scanned something green and twining in the mesquite branches. Wow, 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 wow. Heart be still. Wild cucumber climbing up out of large tuberous roots and into the trees. It was everywhere, blooming tiny creamy yellow cucurb flowers on twining stems, big fat green cleft leaves on the stems. Whoa! Mayra jalensis. Oh yeah, and those tiny yellow flowers, well, the female flower. Think like your favorite squash in your garden. Male and female flowers on the same plant. These are in the same family, Cucurbitaceae. So the female will produce like an inch and a half oval fruit, a real spiny, cool-looking fruit. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. The genus Mayra, I found a few sources for it. I was trying to figure out, what is that about? It's such a beautiful name. Latin for bitter, but also from a Hebrew word for bitterness. Yeah, you might find that. My old Bible from fifth grade in Exodus, Moses, and the spring, bitter springs. Anyway, jalensis means of the Gila. Could be the river, could be the mountains, or we could just say it's of the borderlands and usually found in thickets along moist, sandy arroyos. Yeah, that's where to look for wild cucumber. Oh, the desert's beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.